Free of the Human. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Free of the Human. So many people have thought they'd like to be free of the human. They would like to be free of the bonds that the human attitude puts upon them. The human life puts upon them. They'd like to be spirit. They'd like to be divine. They would like to be unlimited. Yeah, that's a good term. Unlimited. Well, we are. We are. We are free. We are unlimited. We are the divine right now. We are that right now. However, we are playing the game of being a human. And playing the game of being a human is perfectly okay. It's perfectly acceptable. It's part of the nature of coming to this planetary system, coming to Earth, coming here to express ourselves. It's all one big game. And you say, kind of a tragic game from time to time where sad things happen, and kind of a tragic game where people are unhappy with one another, kind of a tragic game where people are doing things that are not nice for themselves or for others. That's kind of a tragic game. No, it's not a tragic game. A tragic game, by the term tragic itself, means something over which we have no control. Something which happened to us, which is not to our liking, which we had no control. However, we had full control. We have full control, and we had full control of everything that takes place and took place in our life, regardless what it is. No matter whether it was life or death, or illness or wholeness, abundance, poverty, no matter what the experience is, we were in charge, and we are in charge. This is a now thing. And since we're in charge, what sort of things do we want to have as an experience in our life? Now, the scientists, if you will, the spiritual scientists, are working on the unlimited capacity of what the mind, the body, what the world can do. And they're just having a grand time working in that area of unlimitedness. It's a great experience. It's kind of fun. And then there are others who look at the human world, the physical world, and say, this is our reality. Now, what limitations do we have to live within on this human world? Well, we have to live within the limitations of the bodies that we have as a starter. We have to live within the limitations of the physical cells that make up the body, of the chemical aspect of the body with the blood and the lymph fluid and all the other things and how they function and how they do their job. We are limited to how they function and what they do and all these good things. And yet, every day, science is revealing more and more to us how we are not limited by these things. That there is something sort of directing this symphony of our body, this symphony of our life, this symphony of our being. There's something directing that, and that something makes a change and makes a mutation and makes things in a different manner. And what is that something that directs it? Well, we have the tendency to think that that's God or something grand and glorious, and it is. It is our thought. It is our thought. When a scientist comes along and thinks that there's a possibility of something, and that's what quantum physics is all about, the physics of possibilities, well, when a scientist comes along and thinks that, he's putting a cause in motion which is an irrevocable cause for that particular idea until somebody puts another cause in, but that will be done. And that the whole world responds to, and the whole world reacts to. and it's just what life's all about. But we can be free of that human attitude. We can be free of those things by turning our attention to our divine nature. Now, our divine nature is unlimited and unconditional. Our divine nature is the original purity and integrity of whatever concept we have in our mind. Now, if that concept is a human body, then that is whatever our divine nature has decreed it to be. And that is absolutely perfect in every possibility. Whatever aspects of our human nature are, our divine nature has designed it in its ultimate. And we are presently not experiencing the ultimate. We are only experiencing some of the limited concepts that we believe about it. When we have the statement, let go, let God, we have the statement, let go and let the divine in you show you the way, direct you to your original peace and purity and wholeness. We stand on the road and we look this way and that and we say, which way shall I go? Where is my divinity? Where is it dwelling? And then another searcher comes along and he says, I believe it's this way and that's the way I'm going. But something inside of you says, no, no, that's not the way. And you listen to the something inside of you, and you say, okay, the divine in me, the something inside of me, which way should I go? And then that something inside of you says, turn left. And you say, well, the other fellow went straight ahead, and other people went to the right, and some people went even backwards. And you say, I should turn left, and the divine stops talking to you. It says to you once clear, perfectly understandable what to do. And if you do not have the ears to listen after you ask the question, the divine is not going to intrude upon you to demand that you do anything. The divine is going to just let you stumble along until you ask the question again, which way shall I go? And then the divine will then say, turn left. And if you don't turn left, if that is the direction the divine gives you, if you don't turn in the direction the divine gives you, then it won't say anything further, because it will not intrude upon your freedom of choice, your opportunity to be whatever you want to be. You're free of the human if you wish, and you're bound by the human if you wish. Name it and claim it. Whatever you call yourself, that's what you are. That's what you experience, and that's what you know. And that's all that matters. You see, we can indeed be free of the human, but only when we have taught ourselves to listen to the divine, to listen to our divine nature within us, which is always there, revealing to us the perfect pattern that we are to go. It's easy to say we want to be free of the human. But are we willing to say we are divinely guided in all that we do? We listen to the divine within us. We listen to our divine self, and we follow it wonderfully, totally, perfectly now. A great idea, a great concept, but it means giving up a lot of our sacred cows, giving up a lot of our attitudes which say we must have these experiences because we are human and we're living in a human world. When you say I am divine and I am living in a divine world, all the human frailties, all the human limitations fall away. And the divine, the ultimate, our original purity and integrity, is all that remains. Oh, what a neat way to go. Claim this for yourself, know this for yourself, and experience for yourself, because you are free of the human when you claim the divine and follow it. Have a great day, and know that I love you, and I see you divine right now in everything you do. I love you. I love you. I love you.